For many years in the church where I served, there was a Bible verse on the wall, prominently placed behind the pastor. I saw it every meeting. It simply came from Acts 5, verse 42, and it said these words, "And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." That's a powerful verse. It's found, of course, in the book of Action, the book of Acts, where the church is advancing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And one of the great secrets to the advancement of the gospel and the glorifying of God and the building of the church was found in this word, daily. Daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. This witness was not reserved for one day a week or for one location. It happened everywhere. It happened all the time. And so we discover one of the truly great secrets of the daily Christian life, and that is the daily witness. If you're not careful, you can start thinking of your daily Christian life selfishly, like it's all about you. It's about receiving and taking in. But in fact, it's about relaying and giving to someone else. We say that every day is a gift, and indeed, every day is a gift. But not only is it a gift from God for a discerning Christian, it's also a gift to God. The Lord grants us breath and health and strength. We, in turn, give each day back to Him as a gift of gratitude. The Lord gives life, and then we're to live each day that He gives us for His glory and honor. We can become so selfish, can't we? Our needs, our wants, our plans, our schedules, and all the while, God is waiting on us to realize that He has a work for us to do in this world. And by the way, not only is He waiting on us, those around us are waiting. There's a world waiting for the truth of Jesus Christ. You see, every day there are precious souls within reach of us. Every day someone crosses your path, a divine appointment, a moment that God gives you. Lost, wandering, searching hearts in need of the Lord Jesus Christ, hurting souls, wayward children. It's no wonder Christ has to say to His disciples, "Lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they're white, all ready to harvest." We miss so much around us every day. Our heads are down, we're in a hurry, we're oblivious, distracted. Lift up your eyes, look. At every twist and turn on this journey, there are divine appointments that must not be missed. At the grocery store, at the gas station, on the job, in your school, everywhere. What was the secret of the apostles' evangelism? It was this, Acts 5:42, daily. Well, where did they learn it from? Well, Luke 19:47 said that Christ spoke daily in the temple. His followers simply continued the pattern of their master. They spoke of salvation. The Bible says in Acts 17:17, they did it daily in the marketplace. That's what we've got to do. We can't bottle up the gospel inside of a church building or reserve it for an organized church meeting. No, we must take the message of Jesus to the marketplace. We must take Christ to the crowds of people everywhere. We must look for individuals to whom we can share the message of the Lord Jesus and give our personal testimony. As Paul and Timothy spoke for Christ day after day, the Bible says in Acts 16:5, "And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily." Daily. We think of Paul's great ministry of preaching and of writing, and certainly his life is filled with remarkable events and experiences, but have you ever thought about the normal days, the unrecorded moments? You see, these are the times of great blessing and oftentimes the greatest fruitfulness. They increased in number daily. If I ask you, would you like to see people saved in your church this Sunday? You say, "Oh, yes." Would you like your pastor to preach a great gospel message and see many come to faith in Christ? Oh, yes. Well, what about today? What if this day we all gave the message of Jesus Christ? What if our work was not one of addition, it was one of multiplication? It was not simply seeing how many people we could get inside the church house for one person to speak to them, but it was multiplied by disciples going everywhere with the message of Jesus Christ. You see, too much of our Christian work has been reduced to something we do weekly. The early Christians lived and labored daily. And I say to you, what worked then will work now. Recently, I heard a friend say that he was challenged in college to give his testimony and to witness to someone every week. And my friend said he began that practice as a student and to the glory of God has continued it, at the time he said it, for over 10 years. Now, I want you to think about the number of people in 10 years' time with whom that man has shared Christ every day. D.L. Moody made a similar covenant with God that he would witness to someone every day. And the story is told that one night after 10 o'clock at night, about to retire for the evening, he realized that he had failed that day to speak a word for the Lord. He dressed and went out in the streets of Chicago looking, searching for souls. He spoke to a man that night, and the man he spoke to was not at all interested. In fact, he was angry that Moody had bothered him, had spoken to him about his soul. 3 months later, that man woke Moody up in the middle of the night to tell him that he wanted to be saved. Think of this. You may not see all the fruit today, but you can plant some seed today. You may not have the harvest today, but you can water a seed today. This is the power of the daily witness. What would happen if every one of us simply started to speak to one person every day about the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, you can't go everywhere, but you're going somewhere today. And you can't do everything, but you can do something. And you can't speak to everyone in the world, but you can speak to someone today. And I want to challenge you to ask God right now, to pause right now and just breathe a simple prayer to God. Lord, give me someone today to speak to them about Christ. I tell you, that's a prayer God will answer. And then live today looking for opportunities to share the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't witness to the wrong person. Christ died for every man. God loves all people. It's His will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So go out today and see every person with whom you have some dealing as a soul for whom Jesus died. Arm yourself with the gospel. Carry some gospel literature with you today and look for someone to speak to about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the daily Christian life, and it's powerful when it becomes a daily witness.